You're listening to the Bethel College Chapel Podcast, recorded from the Everest Rohr Chapel Fine Arts Center in Mishawaka, Indiana. Thanks for listening.
Hey, so I'm Colin, and this is Jocelyn, and we work in the Global Engagement Office, which is also known as the office with that big window on the third floor of the AC. And you may think, like, wow, look at all those well-dressed people, and then there's me, because this is what. But, so we had over 100 people go on trips across the globe, with the trips ranging from 1 week to a full semester. And these trips included Costa Rica, France, Kenya, Israel, and South Africa. And so we only have time to give like a brief overview before the other speakers come up. So Jocelyn's going to tell you a little bit about one of the trips.
So one of the task forces that Bethel was able to put on this year was to the south of France. And we had a team of 14 students along with Matthew Stakowitz and Professor McLaughlin go to St. Hippolyte du Fort. And the whole point of the trip was to promote the story of the town in a new and exciting way. And the team was able to do that with partnering with YWAM and an action tourism group that was there. And they were able to use the gifts that the team already had, like photography, videography, writing, and other things of that nature.
Yeah, and then for the Kenya trip, 15 people went from Bethel's nursing department this past May to work in a baby center and staff a clinic for under-resourced communities.
Another trip that Bethel is able to do every other year is sending a smaller team to South Africa for the entire semester. So this past spring, we were able to send a group of four. We sent them directly into South African culture where they were able to study ministry and do different discipleship trainings. And like Colin said earlier, there were a lot of teams that went abroad last year, and we don't have time to talk all about them today. But we do want you to hear from two students who went on those trips, did those things abroad, and we think their stories are really worth sharing. So will you help me welcome Ms. Taylor Nelson?
Okay, hey guys, I'm Taylor. I'm a senior this year, and I am a biology pre-med major, hoping to go to optometry school one day. My pictures, go ahead and you can show the pictures. So I just want to explain what Costa Rica was kind of about. So this is the first picture. We were a group of like 23, I think. And this is just all of us at the waterfall. I don't remember what it was called. Sorry, guys. But so that was our first day, and we went to the waterfall to kind of describe what we were talking about throughout the whole trip. The purpose of the trip was to create a plan for the Costa Ricans for sustainability of their rivers, because the rivers were really, really dirty. So go ahead and switch. And then just a couple other students, Steph and Cam, at that looks like one of the rivers. And go ahead and switch again. And this was the day that we did water analysis. I don't know if you can tell, but my hat has cats and burgers on them. And that was my favorite hat, and it kept me shielded from the sun for a while. so go ahead and switch to the other one. And then these last two, Enrique, it was our bus driver, and he was the most amazing bus driver ever. He was funny, and he got us through some really crazy spots. The roads were not paved, and they were really narrow, and he was a champion. And then the other one is Tomas, and he was the ADE leader, and so we spent a lot of time with him, and he's holding a little crab that we found in the river. So that's kind of what the trip was about. And so my first main point I want to talk about is how I saw God in everything. I am not an outdoorsy person, and so it was really difficult for me to decide that I really wanted to go on this trip. And so, like, I've been out of the country many times, but they have all been up for vacation. And so this is my first really experience, like, diving deep into somebody else's culture. And how the Costa Ricans live is nothing like how we live here. They don't have air conditioning. They have wires everywhere, like, little light fixtures. They keep their doors open. There are bugs everywhere. And, I mean, like, everywhere, and it was really gross, and I hated it. but that's really not the like super main point here. The main point that I'm trying to get across is that I still did it, and I made a choice to obey God and be obedient to Him and love Him and go on this trip even though I didn't want to do it necessarily. So through that, I realized that I had to give up a lot of pride, I guess, and be willing to be dirty and get down and just, you know, be with nature. And so it was an experience, but again, it was necessary for me to realize because I got to see God in a different light. And then another thing that really was frustrating was I fell a lot, and I don't like falling or failing in general. Like, I mean, like I physically fell on my butt multiple times. And so like we were on a coffee plantation one of the days, and it was a really steep incline. And I took a break because I was hot and I was tired and we didn't have any water. And so I just stood to try to catch my breath. And my feet decided that they didn't want to stand and they fell. And I got really frustrated. And then shortly after that, we were walking back to the house where we were staying for the day. And there was like little lines where cars could go. And I was walking in the middle and I misstepped and I rolled my ankle and I fell again. And again, I was very frustrated. But what I think about falling is like failing. And we're so afraid to fail that we don't necessarily want to fail, so we convince ourselves that it's okay not to do the thing. And what I'm trying to say is, like, don't be afraid to fail, and because failing is learning. Like, one of the quotes that at my work we say is, we fail forward. So, like, instead of failing backwards, falling backwards, you learn from the experience and move on. And I wrote this down. I was like, all the little moments that I did fall and the moments that I really didn't enjoy were just like little pixels in the overall picture, because the overall picture was amazing. And I don't like being uncomfortable, but there's a beauty in being uncomfortable. And that's something that I really learned through this experience. And so I would like to close with this. I was uncomfortable with about 90% of the trip. There was nothing that I really necessarily enjoyed other than being in the bus where there's air conditioning. But but I was also really comfortable with everybody that was there. And I think that's beautiful as well. And so if you guys are having any doubts about wanting to do a tax force trip, do it. Like, obey God and be obedient to Him. And yeah, I would 100% do this trip again. The hikes were amazing. Nature is beautiful. And so I'm not an outdoorsy person, but I did it and I loved it. So that's what I want you guys to take away. So thank you. Can you turn it on? Thank you. And the next speaker is Guy. He went to Israel, so he wants to talk about that for a little bit. So give him a hand.
Thanks, sir. Shout out to Jay. You're the best, Jay. Oops. Noah's Ark, the binding of Isaac, Moses and the Ten Commandments, Joseph and his brothers, David and Goliath, Jonah and the fish, Daniel and the lions, the birth, life, and parables of Jesus, John's vision of the end, and the hope of new heavens and a new earth. If you grew up anything like me, these stories and its characters have become extremely familiar. Through years of growing up in a Christian household, being in Sunday school, or just watching VeggieTales on repeat, we become so well acquainted with all the episodes and places in Scripture that nothing about it quite phases us anymore. I've seen Prince of Egypt so many times, for instance, that I can almost picture myself in that scene of the parting of the Red Sea. I've also seen Bruce Almighty plenty of times, but that tomato soup scene is just not as epic or moving. We so often read and hear about the giving of the Ten Commandments at Sinai, or about Jesus' baptism in the Jordan, or even the night in the Gethsemane before the crucifixion, that they have become part of our common imagination, our own story. And trust me, the picture we paint of Israel, its wonders and its people, is usually much different and dimmer than the reality. Israel is a lot more intense, wondrous, compact, and hot than you can imagine. And when I say hot, I mean like hot. Not like a nice summer day at the beach hot. More like you're Frodo and the sun is the Eye of Sauron hot. And bro, you're gonna make it to the top of that mountain, no matter what. The food, though, is absolutely incredible. People are warm and loud, the scenery is mesmerizing. And the land itself is much smaller than you might have thought. I can't say I'm not a bit disappointed that you could probably swim through parts of the Jordan River in maybe about 30 seconds, tops. It is a land of contrast like no other. From being in the desert with no signs of life around for miles, to trying to squeeze through the narrow and ridiculously overcrowded streets of Jerusalem. A people so loving, caring, and hospitable, and yet in so much conflict with one another. A place simply unforgettable and incomparable. However, this is not about showing you all the pictures and telling you all the stories about how amazing and different this trip was. Believe me, nothing I could say or show you would do justice to merely being there and experiencing yourself through your own senses. That's something I cannot possibly replicate. But much more than that, Israel stands as a witness to the most important character from all the stories we grow up hearing about, a character we sometimes overlook or try to box in, which is the Lord. See, the danger in the fact that we are sometimes so used to the imaginative world of Scripture is that we tend to become desensitized to parts of it that may seem difficult, foreign, or unrelated to us. And more gravely, we also risk becoming desensitized to God, or perhaps assuming we can make him fit within the boundaries we draw. And this is where Israel will far exceed any of your expectations. Beyond its historical sites, breathtaking hikes, literally breathtaking, great food and charismatic people, Israel stands as a witness to the living God that still abides in our midst and continues to work wonders among his people. All of its sites and elements are embodiments of God's doings in the past and his desire to do so in the future, now. More than merely a body of water like many others, the Sea of Galilee still carries the imprints of the feet of our Lord and Savior and still echoes the resounding sound of his voice. More than just another mountain like many others in any countries, Mount Arbel witnesses to the many incessant hours of prayer, supplication, and teaching from the Lord. More than just a little garden of olive trees on the side of Jerusalem, Gethsemane still offers us the same cup of affliction from the Father, calling us to an undivided discipleship to the suffering Messiah, whose sweat, blood, and tears still mark the soil. The walls of the temple, and especially the Western Wall, where so many go every single day to cry, pray, lament, and praise, contain the memory of the very presence of God, which was made manifest in the person of Jesus. And now in his church, in us, we are still invited today to participate in God's mission in the world, to become active players in the continuing drama of his narrative. Israel bears to his otherness, but also his closeness, his divinity, and yet his humanity. It leaves us with a sense of nostalgia and also of deep hope. It breaks us emotionally and spiritually, only to rebuild in us a self that's more attuned to the still small voice of his Spirit. It reminds us that his eyes are still upon the earth, continually looking for those whose hearts are fully committed to him and to his kingdom. Thank you.
So in just those couple examples, I want you to hear that it's a lot of what we're doing, a lot of what our office puts together is opportunities for you. And that those may be deeply personal opportunities. That there's a lot of people, there's like 100 other people who could have been up here today sharing about what they learned. And for some people, it was a good experience. And for some people, it was something much more profound. And some of that is just working through your own personal stuff, working through, I mean, taking a leap of faith. It requires you to step out and to be uncomfortable. All of these trips, make no mistake, all of my trips will make you uncomfortable in some way. But some of you may be a little bit better prepared for that than others, and that's okay. It may make you really uncomfortable in terms of like bugs and stuff, or it may make you work really hard academically, or it may make you work really hard spiritually. And that's, if that's work you're interested in, then I want you to keep listening. If you're interested in the hard heart work, the emotional work, the physical work, that's what these trips are a lot about. It's for people who want to do that work. So all of the trips that I am talking to you about today, we've got, I want to unveil sort of the trips coming up this May. And all of them are geared more around, a lot of them are task force trips, but they're geared more around a relational experience than necessarily like a task or a work experience. All of them you will, again, be doing hard work. A lot of that will be personal or interpersonal. So the trips that I have for you this year aren't necessarily like, we built a school. They're more like, we built a relationship. And so that's the kind of stuff, if that's what you're interested in, if you want to go be uncomfortable, if you want to experience another culture, then these are some trips for you. So the first is the Camino. So this is Professor Jen Ochstein, and I will be leading on the Camino de Santiago. So it's over, let me get the math right. It's kilometers. Anyway, it's like 100 miles of, or 60 miles, 100 kilometers. Anyway. On the Camino de Santiago, so it's for the last like over 1,000 years, Christians and people of other faiths too now have been walking this trail, the Way of St. James, and the whole act of pilgrimage, it's a metaphor for our spiritual life, that's why we do it, but also this is a task force in that it gives us a chance to model imperfect people helping other imperfect people along the way. So on paper, this is the one that maybe seems least like a task force, but in a way it is the most mission trip of all of them, because it's about us being available to serve other people as we're on our own journey, literally carrying each other's burdens when possible. The next is Alaska. So this is one that we've been doing every other year for a few years. Dr. Eby and Keith Kateski will be leading it this year. 100 miles north of the Arctic Circle, the sun doesn't set for the whole 2 weeks you're there. You'll do VBS as well as just hang out and build relationships with Native Alaskans and learn a lot about their culture, their community, their history. So if you're interested in social justice things, there's a lot to be learned there about our own histories and a lot of racial issues that have gone on in our history and are still going on. The next one is Thailand. So this is coming back for a second year. Dr. Michelle Fish and her husband Brad are leading this back mostly in Chiang Mai and a few other locations. This trip is really about seeing what God's doing. It's about getting your mind around community development, looking at sex trafficking from way up the pipeline to like how are people groomed and how are people abducted and then what happens to way down the pipeline of how do we get them back to their families and get them healthy again. Looking at literacy and other forms of education, learning about businesses' missions and a lot of other things, wrapping your mind around what is going on in the world and then stepping into that in some different ways. It's a really good time. There's really good food. Hear me well on that. There is really good food. So this is a trip for people who like to eat. Then Guatemala. Every year our nursing department takes a trip somewhere. They're going back to Guatemala. And so they'll be doing a series of pop-up clinics in different villages. So you'll get to see a variety of different communities throughout this trip, seeing seeing what a difference that literacy can make in their ability to describe symptoms and receive treatment. Not only that, but also just discussing access to care. So there's a lot of different dimensions to that. So that's open to juniors and seniors, current juniors and seniors. If you're a freshman or sophomore, You'll have a chance to do that in your junior or senior year. And those trips go to different locations. Last year we went to Kenya. This year we're going back to Guatemala. Really amazing opportunity to practice up to the level of your credential. And you can do often more in, you're licensed to do more in Guatemala than you might be here or in another country. And finally, semester abroad. So we can get you to a lot of different places. In the lobby is my buddy Jordan. He's from Best Semester. They coordinate a lot of our opportunities. So there's some of the places you can go. And that can accommodate a variety of different majors. So if you have questions, if this is something you've thought about, come talk to me, come talk to Jordan, and ask those questions. And finally, with money, that's one thing that it is expensive, right? There's cost to everything you do. No such thing as a free lunch. But this is maybe more possible than it feels. I know sometimes it's hard, even just paying for college, and you look at trying to do something extra. And I'm not sure if you can afford it, to be quite honest. But I want to have the whole conversation. So if you're thinking about doing one of these things, please come talk to me. Let's look at the actual numbers. Let's see how it actually will work. And what I want to encourage you in is not to shortchange yourself because of a lack of change. I did not plan that. It just kind of came out. Anyway, I'm not trying to be punny. But don't miss out just because you think something's not possible. So come talk to me. Let's have the whole conversation. Let's look at your scholarships and all these things. The thing about the trips that we have going on that are task force trips, those are options for you for that can let you fundraise and do things like that, and we can help you with fundraising. And the thing that I've seen for all of these trips is that often it's the person who is least sure they can come up with the money that actually makes it happen. And there have been people, like last year with Israel, there was a girl that wanted to go on the trip, and it was like the very like final deadline to commit, and she was really not sure, which made me really not sure that this was a good idea for her financially. And she just felt like she was called to put down the deposit. And she worked hard and prayed hard, and she went on the trip, and she had a great time, and she was in that video at the beginning. So I just want you to dream about the fact that it is possible, and come have the whole conversation. For some of you, maybe the finances aren't the obstacle for you, but let's have the whole conversation about what the trip is, about what you can do. All of these trips I've mentioned will be going this May, most of them have credit available, whether it's history or writing, or a couple of them even have a PE credit if you want that. So the last one, I want to show a video about our summer in Spain trip. That's the final thing I want to leave you with is summer in Spain. It is a 6-week trip. You can get half of minor, or you can get your Spanish gen eds out of the way. Living in Salamanca and staying in host homes and touring like the northern half of Spain and taking weekend trips to other places. Some people have like spent a weekend in Paris or in Portugal and things like that. So has a lot of different opportunities. Again, you can get half a minor in a summer and live and see some beautiful, amazing places. So can you roll the tape?
Are you dreading fulfilling your foreign language?
Thanks for listening to the Bethel College Chapel Podcast. Subscribe to our podcast and get more information at chapel.bethelcollege.edu, or check us out on the iTunes Store by searching for Bethel College Chapel.